going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dirt Work Wednesday is happening right now. It's a little after 8:05, so let's go to line four. Who we got on the line?
Hey, Shag. Hi, Natalia. My name is Josh, and I'm from Newport News.
Awesome. Josh, calling from Newport News. How can we help you?
I'm so glad you guys are going to help. I'm sort of out of time, actually.
Okay, what do you mean by you're out of time?
Well, it's sort of complicated.
Listen, we have heard a lot, so nothing's too complicated. Give it to us.
Okay. I'm engaged to this amazing girl named Megan, and we are saving money for a wedding and to try and buy our own place. No kids yet, but definitely want kids in the future. We were discussing moving out and getting roommates for like a year just to save money, you know, just as much as we can, and we want to start our life as a married couple, not in debt, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, smart. Sounds like you guys are thinking this through. Are you guys trying to do a big wedding, or are you saving up for like a really nice house?
Well, we both have big families, and we know the wedding is going to be a lot of fun. Definitely don't want to cut corners with that. So we see this as sort of a one and done in reference to the marriage and the wedding. So yes, both will be expensive.
Yeah, one and done is the hope. Yeah. Totally get it. And listen, it's your wedding day. It should be what you guys want it to be. That's important.
Yeah. So like, so what's the issue? Like, what exactly you call it? What do you need from us?
So we've been looking online for people who need or want roommates, but she keeps saying her girlfriend has a place and we can move in there immediately, but her girlfriend has a guy that lives there, and I don't know. I just feel weird because neither Megan or I have met this dude.
Okay. Does Megan's friend date this guy? Like, what's the status there?
From what I've been told, no. They're just roommates. She's single, and from what I've been told, he's also single, but...
So, all right, what's Megan's friend's name?
Her name's Rochelle.
Okay, so what exactly do you want us to do then?
I mean, I just think it's weird that she doesn't even want to look around or try another route. I feel like Megan is forcing me into saying yes to this, but I've asked her to meet the guy that we'd be roommates with, get a vibe, and she's like, babe, it's a 4-bedroom house and he's never home. It's temporary. Let's not make it a big deal. So I'm just getting some red flags.
Yeah, no, dude, it's definitely a big deal. Like, I mean, I don't want to live with anyone I don't know. They could be like Jeffrey Dahmer or the guy last week who collect toenails.
Yes. Yes, I heard that last week. I don't want that.
All right. So here we go. Let me think about this. Let's call the friend. Let's call Rochelle. See what's the reason for pressuring this, or see if we can talk to the guy and get a vibe on what Megan isn't telling you, Josh, or why she's so quick to move into this place. Like, call one of those two.
Yes, please. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, maybe it's nothing. Maybe I'm being lame, but I need help here. I need other opinions. Like, it's something doesn't feel right.
I have an idea, Natalia. So, you know what? Let's hit a song. After the song, let's call Rochelle and see if we can trick Rochelle into telling us some details.
Hello.
Hey, Rochelle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Timothy Mosley, and I'm really good friends of Josh's.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if Josh has mentioned you to me, but what's up?
Yeah, so Josh told me about the excitement that him and Megan are about to move in with you guys. I guess the other guy's name you live with, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. What's his name?
Alex.
Yes, right, Alex. He said he's excited, but he didn't have Alex's number. But he was like, Rochelle is mad cool. Call her and see if like maybe us three can get together, like Josh, Alex, and me, like for a dinner to hang out.
Sure, but does Megan know about all this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Megan's completely cool. She's legit. She said it should happen sooner than later. And I guess, like, you know, we're moving in, like, very quickly together. So kind of get that, you know, set up.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's supposed to be, like, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. 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 So either could you help me, like, could you give me the number or could you help me, like, set this up so we can get it done?
And you're, like, 1,000% positive Megan's ready for Josh to meet Alex.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't she be ready? Megan says this is going to happen either now or in a few weeks when they move in, so I'm confused on what's the big deal.
Okay, well, she's ready.
Sorry, your phone cut out a little bit. Say it one more time. What did you say?
I said okay, but honestly, it seems like something is off, but maybe she's finally tired of this whole secret.
Huh. Yeah, she said she was ready to just move along and put this behind her and Josh.
Okay, well, Alex's number is and I think maybe I should be part of this process just to try to, like, calm it all down.
Okay, calm what down? Calm what down?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really not sure how Josh is going to take it.
Oh, Josh is fine. He's excited to move in and save some money for the big wedding, so it's all good.
Yeah, as long as he knows Megan is totally done with Alex and that ship has sailed.
Okay, totally, like, done as in, like, what?
Well, Alex and Megan were engaged, like, 3 years ago, and he messed up a month before the wedding, and things ended. And she had a hard time getting over it, but then she met Josh, and, I mean, I do believe she's over the whole Alex thing.
Wow. Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, well, thanks for your help, and, yeah, we're gonna call him, and actually, can you give me Megan's number also just in case? I want to make sure Megan can come maybe for the meeting.
Can't you get it from Josh?
Yes, actually I can. Thank you so much. And I'm really excited to meet you as also, Rochelle.
I'm so happy she's finally happy. And honestly, Josh is so perfect for her.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing great. So listen, I work at Aldo's and I'm booking a reservation for dinner Friday night with you, Josh, and Alex.
No, I didn't make any reservations.
Well, Josh did.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, he wanted to celebrate that you guys were all about to move in together and have a big celebration.
Well, yeah, but I really don't have time for dinner, so I'll have to cancel.
Okay. Well, he seemed really excited, and so I'm kind of surprised, but for information purposes, we like to write down why, like, the reason for the cancellation, just so our managers can know.
Let's just say bad timing.
Bad timing as in?
Yeah, really f***ing bad timing, Megan. Why didn't you tell me?
Hold on one second. Josh, why did you call Rochelle about meeting Alex? What's going on?
You tell me. Why didn't you tell me you were engaged to this guy before?
Because it doesn't matter. That's over.
But the fuck it does. You wanted to move in with a guy that you used to have sex with, used to sleep with. You thought I wasn't going to find out. How dumb do you think I am, Megan?
It's not like that, Josh. I promise.
Then explain. I'll wait.
Well, are you going to listen to me or yell at me?
I'm listening.
So, yes, I was engaged, and yes, it was with Alex. And yes, I haven't been able to get over him until I met you.
Oh, that's nice. What you haven't been able... So why do we need to live with the guy, Megan? If you're Why do you have to live with a fucking guy?
I want to make sure that he doesn't have any feelings for me anymore, and I don't for him.
What?
And I want to marry you. But I have chapters in my life that aren't closed, and I need closure, Josh. And if you can't respect that, then that's really your fault.
What? You want me to live with you and your ex to see if you two still have a thing for each other, and somehow that's my fault? You want me to just wait around and see if sparks?
Yes, I'm not going to cheat on you, Josh. This is just a way of having you close to me while I make sure I'm making the right choice for us.
No need to make the choice. I'll make it for you. You can go live with them, and I'll stay back and be left alone in your weird ideas.
Weird how? Josh,
weird.
You're super immature. This is why I didn't want to tell you, because I knew you would overreact.
I'm overreacting.
You're really going to throw all this away? Seriously? Even your friends tell you that you're batting out of your league. Hello?
Okay, fine, whatever. And when he doesn't give you the time of day or whatever, are you heartbroken, don't call me.
Josh, are you there?
No, he isn't, but I am. Who's there?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.